In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may the grace and peace of God our Creator, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. We come to this celebration to be nourished by the Lord. We find that nourishment in the gathering of His people, here and at home, in the Word of God and the power to change our hearts, and in the gift of the Eucharist that binds us. Show favor, O Lord, to your people, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, we may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His servant said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
We are now well into the heart of the summer, the time of year when Northeast Ohioans take a break from complaining about the COVID virus to start complaining about the heat. Though not everybody. There is a father who is teaching his six-year-old how to ride his first two-wheeled bike. They got to the part where you remove the training wheels. And like pretty much everybody who has ever faced that moment, his six-year-old promptly fell off the bike and skinned his knee. And then he refused to get back on. His father pleaded with him and he encouraged him. And when that failed, he tried logic. He said, "Come on, Josh. You know the old saying, if you fall off the horse, you have to get right back on." And through his tears, his son told him, "I would if I had a horse." Kids say things like that. But where does that come from? Scientists tell us that speech begins with a puff of breath. The diaphragm pushes air up from the lungs, which passes through the vocal folds in the windpipe, which vibrate and transform the breath into sound waves. Those waves hit the teeth and palate and bones in the skull, and by simply changing the shape of the mouth or the position of the tongue, a speaker can form vowels and consonants and add timbre and tone and expression to the sound. And the brain then remembers those sounds and assigns them meaning, which is how a six-year-old can tell his father he needs a horse, or a teenager can beg for the car, or a spouse can ask for forgiveness for whatever they messed up today. It is, in fact, how Jesus of Nazareth shared God's wisdom through telling stories and parables to reveal the meaning and purpose of life. We create meaning. We discover not only by the act of hearing, but in what we take to heart. And so it is that Jesus shares these wonderful images of the mustard seed and the yeast that tell us that from small beginnings comes great faith. He tells these stories not to entertain us. He tells them to transform our hearts. But we should begin with the other image that Jesus uses, a parable of the weeds in the middle of all that wheat. Well, here's what you need to know if you are not a farmer. The type of weed Jesus referred to looks exactly like wheat. It is only when it matures and its lack of fruit, the head without any grain, allows it to be identified and separated from the real wheat and taken and burned. Jesus was warning us about the difference between real faith and its counterfeits. And in a way, he was also describing the difference between our job and God's. Take judging, for instance. The entire human race, Dave Barry tells us, suffers from two delusions. One is we all believe we are above average drivers. And the other is we think we're pretty good judges of other people. I will leave it to the highway patrol to decide the first, but as for the second, Jesus tells us that it is not for us to judge. And he gives us two reasons why. The first is from that parable of the weeds. Someone may appear to be good on the surface and may, in fact, be bad, which is why we have to go through security at airports. And just as important, someone who appears to be flawed may actually be good, and for us, even be the means to grace. The LARCH communities for the developmentally and physically challenged have a wonderful philosophy of what draws people together and what keeps us apart. They believe that often what keeps us apart is because we don't want to appear weak or vulnerable in front of other people because we're afraid to face our own incompleteness. But in the LARCH communities, the mentally and physically challenged have a place of honor. They are not shunted to the side. They look on the least among us as teachers for the rest of us, because their vulnerability is undisguised. The second reason that we shouldn't judge is that none of us is a finished product yet. The other images in the gospel of the mustard seed that grows into this mighty bush, or the measure of yeast that raises the loaf of bread, reminds us of the power that comes from small beginnings. Historians tell us that at the end of the first century, there were only about 1,000 Christians. By the year 300, there were 6 million. Just 50 years later, there were 30 million, half the Roman Empire. Today, there are over 2 billion Christians in the world. From small beginnings come great things, and it is the power of God that makes that possible. But it has to begin somewhere. What these parables reveal is an image of the church. God wants dynamic people, transformative people, who are willing to grow and work for a greater good. There are a lot of people who are fine with a feel-good spirituality that never expects much of them and never challenges them to grow or change. Jesus tells us that our purpose is to be that seed, the leaven that grows, because transformation is at the heart of the spiritual life. Robert Brault said, "The problem of modern life is that everyone wants to be happy, but nobody wants to change. We want the life we have now, only happier. That's not possible, and it is certainly not what the gospel describes." In these parables, there is no middle way. The harvest depends on the seed. The bread depends on the yeast. When the harvest comes, if you don't bear fruit, you're thrown into the fire. We may not like that approach. We would rather equivocate. We'd like a little more wiggle room to be good, but not too good, and not quite all the time. Or to be holy, as long as it doesn't interfere with everything else we want to do. Today, Jesus highlights the fundamental choice we all must make, not between God or no God, or between faith and no faith, but between a life of purpose and a life that withers and dies. The Lord reminds us that only where there is growth is there life. St. Augustine said, "Strive always to become something more. Keep adding, keep walking, keep advancing, for where you are content with yourself, there you will remain." Though I like what the writer Bruce Barton said, but he put it a little bit more bluntly. "When you are through changing," he said, "you're through."
Seed scattered and sown, wheat gathered and grown, bread broken and shared as one, the living bread of God, vine fruit of the land, wine work of our hands, one cup that is shared by
Lead us to your kingdom, we pray, Almighty God. Strengthen us on our journey. Help us when we fall. And hear the prayers that we offer through Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have touched with your heavenly gifts to pass from former ways to newness of life. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace to glorify the Lord with our lives.